This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. No cracks about pandering to pop culture with this next story, all right? Because it is totally about business, to wit, Taylor Swift. The country-turned-pop singer-turned-megastar is now 26 years old, which makes it kind of amazing that it was on this day 10 years ago that she dropped her very first album, the self-titled Taylor Swift. Her success since then you are probably aware of, topping out this year on the heels of her recent world tour with the number one spot on Forbes' highest paid celebrities list at a cool $170 million. Along the way, Swift has developed and is not afraid to use some serious business expertise. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Swift got a superlative start. Both parents come from the finance industry. They saw she had promise, moved to Nashville. And, according to Stephanie Keller, marketing professor at Berklee College of Music, she got the very best training in artist development. Also, says Keller, Swift has innate gifts.
Her business acumen, gleaning what was going on around her as a young teenager, and then pick up that ball and run with it.
From the mid-2000s, that's the internet, online video and music streaming, and especially social media.
She has been able to step in where there's a new technology, figure out how she wants to stand in it at the leading edge.
Gigi Johnson directs the Center for Music Innovation at UCLA. She gives an example with the latest album, 1989, the song Blank Space. And with the song, Swift released a 360 video that included
hidden messages. So she played with it with her audience. It was something that was kind of a treat, something that was like an intimate look into her life, which goes totally with the way she runs her brand.
She's also turned that brand into a force in the music industry, says Keller. Swift has pulled her catalog from streaming service Spotify, and when Apple wanted to offer music for free during an online promotion,
Taylor stood up and said, no. The artists deserve royalties. She has an enormous voice, not just her singing voice, because she does speak up and she does push back.
And it sure hasn't hurt her image or sales of her singles and albums. Swift's young fans like that she stands up for herself and other artists. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.